Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
Attention, South Bay sixth graders. Have we got a great career day for you today. We have a really cool lineup of speakers, including some local firefighters coming to the stage in a minute. But first up, two podcasters from the world of public radio.
What's radio?
Please welcome the hosts of Million Bazillion.
Hey kids, I'm Bridget.
And I'm Ryan.
And we help dollars make more sense.
We're here to answer the questions that you have about money.
Why do stores put things on sale?
Why do different countries use different money?
Can you explain rental arbitrage?
Oh, whoa, those are some tough questions, and that last one definitely came from an adult. Okay, how about we share a pre-recorded question that we've prepared an answer for?
Hi, Million Bazillion, I'm Samuel.
And I'm Molly.
And our question is, what is the black market?
Thanks for this wonderful question, Samuel and Ellie. Okay, so first, you have to understand what a market is. Markets can be defined as a location at which people buy things or sell things. Maybe they could trade things. That's not really, I think that would count too. Therefore, when we talk about a black market, we mean a place where people buy or sell things they're not supposed to.
Hey, enough hard facts, am I right? To pep this up a bit, I'll be setting off these fireworks I purchased illegally.
Ryan, you can't use fireworks indoors.
Oh no, don't worry, it's gonna be cool. Okay, sit back and watch the sparks fly.
The fireworks are all going off at once.
Wow, who would have guessed the fireworks I bought from a guy at a bus stop wouldn't work right?
Firefighters, can you help us?
It's okay, we got this. All right, fire's contained. Nothing to worry about, kids.
Oh, thank goodness you were here.
It's okay. Firefighters do this kind of thing every day.
How do you think that went? I had an idea that for next time, maybe we shouldn't do the firework.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. I need a snack. But the vending machine in this cafeteria has a terrible selection. Dried prunes? Roasted beet roll-ups? Aloe vera gel? Give me that snack. Ugh. What kind of school is this without any of my favorite snacks and their machine doesn't even work? I can't believe we came all the way out here for you to almost burn down the gym so we could be upstaged by firefighters. What have firefighters ever done that's so great, besides constantly put their lives in danger to protect us? Ugh.
Bridget, I'm sensing an unusually bad mood from you.
I'm sorry, I get this way when my blood sugar is low, and I need a snack, and the vending machine ate my dollar. Ow, my hand. I hate having a hand. Ow.
Psst, you want some snacks?
Huh? Who are you, kid?
You can call me Dash.
Dash, wow, very cool name.
I'm a sixth grader here, and I've started up what's called a little extracurricular business to complement my academic studies. I sell snacks out of my backpack at half vending machine prices, and I've got the good stuff the principal won't let us put in the vending machines. Can I interest you in some Champion brand pizza-flavored chips?
Wait, you got pizza-flavored chips? Get out, those are my favorite. How much do you want for them?
50 cents a bag.
Bridget, are we sure it's okay to buy non-vending machine snacks here? Some schools have rules against that, and this seems like it might be some kind of illegal black market operation, like Samuel and Ellie asked about.
Look, I am really hungry, okay? And we can talk more about black markets after I house these chips. How else are Samuel and Ellie going to get the answer to their question?
Okay, we're going to pause for a little snack attack. But don't give us no flack, Jack, because we'll be right back.
And now it's time for asking random kids not-so-random questions. Today's question is, In a coin toss, do you usually choose heads or tails, and why?
Tails, because my brother always picks heads.
Heads, because I think they're lucky.
Heads, because people don't have tails.
Tails, because they're pretty.
I usually choose tails because they have cool pictures on them.
I choose head because it's on my face.
Heads, because I think it lands on heads more often.
Tails, because I guess it just lands on that more.
That was William in Pittstown, New Jersey, Rowena in Louisville, Kentucky, Mickey and Joshua from Denver, Aaron and Rafi from New York, Elliot in Saudi Arabia, and Ayla from Springfield, Ohio. This has been Asking Random Kids Not So Random Questions.
So we're back. Thanks to the snacks provided by our new friend here. What was your name again?
Bridget, it's Dash. How could you forget such a cool name?
Don't mention it. Happy to help.
Oh, okay, my blood sugar is restored. I feel like normal Bridget again. Let's get into answering today's question.
Yes. Today's question is, what is a black market?
That's easy. I can answer that. A black market is a way to buy something that's against the rules. And it's usually done in secret so that the people who make the rules can't stop it.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good answer. You must have already learned about black markets in class.
Class.
So a black market sells illegal stuff?
Sometimes, but some black markets are for selling legal stuff in an illegal way. Like, snacks aren't illegal, but like you say, in some schools, buying them in bulk and reselling them out of your backpack is against the rules.
What's that I hear about against the rules?
Oh no, it's the hall monitor, Zosha. Mind your own business, Zosha. I'm just having a private conversation with my friends here.
We're your friends? You really mean that, Dash?
Okay, whatever, but I'm on to you. The eyes of Zosha the hall monitor see all!
Zosha!
What does she mean when she says she's on to you?
My snack operation might be kinda, not exactly. Well, it's a black market snack operation, okay?
You're a black market snacketeer? I feel so betrayed. And now we've broken the school rules. Oh no, we could get in trouble now. Whenever I break the rules, I break out into these itchy bumps all over my skin. It's like the worst hives ever. Ugh.
Ooh, wow, I've always wanted a cool outlaw nickname. How about something original like Maverick?
I think that one's taken.
Don't worry about it. This school hasn't caught me yet. I'm always one step ahead.
So wait, is a black market an actual store, like with shopping carts and cashiers and check stands and automatic doors that sometimes don't open and you smack into them?
No, you don't need a physical store. Black market can exist anywhere, online, in the shadows, in the West Hall where there's that weird smell. Any place away from the prying eyes of the teachers or Zosha, the hall monitor.
Attention, students. This is your principal. We've received a report of illegal snack trading happening inside the cafeteria. Please stay seated until we can find the culprit.
Zosha told on us. We gotta get out of here before they find us and shut me down.
Let's get out of here, Bridget. We're on the lam.
We have no choice but to go with Dash because we too are rule breakers.
Follow me.
And now I'm starting to get itchy.
Hey, you! Come back here with those illegal snacks.
Dash, where are we going? Ugh, I hate breaking the rules, even if I didn't know I was breaking them.
We need someplace they'll never look for us. The media center. They'll never find us in there.
Wow, you weren't kidding. There's no one here.
This media room is where the school stores all its old film projectors, microfiche, VCRs, tube TVs.
Wow, look at this old carton TV-VCR combo. This reminds me of getting to watch a movie in class whenever the teacher had a headache.
Hey, look, it's an old film on black markets. Business in the Shadows. Ooh, this looks really good. What a find. I bet this film would tell us all about real-life black markets if only one of us knew how to thread a projector.
Let me try.
Wow, I knew kids were good with tech nowadays, but not film projector tech.
I shoot all my TikToks in 35mm, no big deal.
Whoa, just when I thought Dash couldn't get any cooler.
Well, let's play it and see.
Check
South Bay Educational Films Incorporated presents The Black Markets, Business in the Shadows. Copyright 1972. In the world of business, anything that can be sold will be sold. In most parts of the world, the government has rules around what you can buy and how you can buy it. If people can't get what they want or need by following the rules, an illegal economy will spring up. This is often done in the shadows, where the black market gets its nickname. Black market, like a shadow.
Let me just fast forward to the good stuff.
In the United States during World War II, some foodstuffs were saved for the army, so there was rationing at home. The government said regular citizens could only buy certain amounts of things like sugar and coffee and flour. So people turned to black markets when they wanted or needed to buy more. Black markets didn't limit how much you could buy.
Oh, I see. So black markets are actually not so bad.
What? No, I think they're still bad, but maybe a little more complicated than we thought. Oh, man, is it itchy here? Is it just me? The stress of being on the run is giving me the worst hives I've ever had. Does anyone have any anti-itch cream? In your backpack, maybe?
I saw Dash and those a million bazillion hosts running this way.
Oh, no, it's Soja.
You'll surely find them in here.
This is Agent Flick Harris. I'm with the Black Market Division of the FBI. Come out and surrender immediately. The FBI takes the sale and purchase of unauthorized snacks very seriously. In fact, it's our number one priority at the moment.
Oh, man. Are we going to make it out of this without getting caught and arrested?
I hate to say it, but this is a perfect time for a break.
Take a break now? But why?
Because it would make for a good cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll be right back.
Oh no. What are we gonna do? Should we just surrender?
Surrender? Never.
Ugh, these hives are so itchy.
Follow me through this forgotten side door. I know a place we might be able to hide.
Wow, look at this secret corridor. I feel like we're in a Dan Brown novel.
Have you ever read a Dan Brown novel?
No, but my dad has.
We should be able to hide here for a while, under the gymnasium bleachers.
I don't get it. Why are they after us? I thought black markets weren't so bad. And I also thought black markets were like supermarkets with shopping carts.
What? No, we already covered that. Black markets aren't real stores. It's just another way to say illegal economy.
Hello, I'm FBI Agent Blick Harris, and I'm here to tell you kids about the danger of black markets.
Hey, that's the FBI agent who's chasing us.
He gets to do the career day assembly too? What's going on?
You may think the black markets are a place for a harmless, tax-free exchange of goods and services. But consider this. Black markets have a darker side. They're a place people buy and sell really bad, no good stuff. Things like drugs, weapons, and other things so bad they shouldn't be brought up at a kid's assembly.
Okay, good to know, but I'm not going to buy any illegal stuff on the black market, so what do I care?
I know what you're saying. I'm not going to buy anything illegal on the black market. I just want to buy cheap tickets and sneakers and knockoff handbags. But what if I told you that black markets are unregulated?
I would say I don't know what unregulated means.
Regulations are rules that businesses have to follow to make sure their products are what they say they are and are safe for the rest of us. Unregulated means there's no one checking to make sure those rules are being followed.
You might end up buying tickets to a game that doesn't exist. Makeup that damages your skin. Sneakers that fall apart after one day. Medicine that makes you sick. And on the black market, you have no way of getting your money back. These kinds of faulty goods are all over the black market.
But not your snack pile, right, Dash?
I have something to confess. You know those Champion brand pizza-flavored chips I sold you?
Yeah?
Those weren't Champion brand. They're actually Kroger knockoff brand pizza-flavored chips.
What? Dash, that brand has basil dust in it, and I'm allergic to basil. These aren't stress hives. I'm having a minor allergic reaction.
I didn't know. I swear I didn't know.
And another thing. Unregulated products can be made in unregulated ways, too. Maybe the factory making the sports team t-shirts for the black market isn't paying their workers according to rules. Or maybe they didn't even get permission from the sports team to make those shirts in the first place.
That's rule breaking on top of rule breaking. And in this case, two wrongs don't make a right. That just makes things wronger and wronger.
At the FBI, we once shut down a factory making Band-Aids that wouldn't stick. Can you imagine the problems with non-sticking Band-Aids?
The time when I need a Band-Aid is exactly the time when I don't need a non-sticking Band-Aid.
And to top it all off, like a sickly sweet cherry on top, those black market sellers might be using the money to break even more laws, doing illegal things, bad stuff.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
And now time for a little song I prepared.
Oh, no.
Children of the future.
All right, let's make a run for it while the FBI guy is singing.
Wait, Dash, no.
Stop the assembly. I see them. Dash and those illegal snack-eating podcasters.
Soja.
Run.
This is a big campus.
Yeah, small class sizes, too.
Is this like a Montessori school?
It's actually a performing arts magnet.
Oh, makes sense. Is it competitive? Do you have to interview?
Stop talking about schools, you two. They're gonna catch us.
That's it, your corner, Dash. It's checkmate for you. Your black market dealings are over. This is gonna be a huge feather in my cap at the FBI. I might get my own cubicle after this.
Please, sir, we didn't know. We swear. I just wanted a pizza-flavored snack that wasn't available in your broken vending machines. And now I need an antihistamine and a nap.
Dash! You gotta make a dash for it. Take the snacks and dash away, Dash. Dash as far as you can. If you can make it to Canada, you can live like a king on that stash, Dash.
And I have to look over my shoulder for the rest of my life? Nah, I'll give it up here.
You made the right decision.
Oh, when are you slimy feds gonna go after the real bad guys for once?
What's Dash's punishment gonna be?
I'm not gonna lie. The punishment at this school is severe. Dash is going to have to write a poem about their crimes and read it to the class.
Ugh, the worst.
Let this be a lesson to all your listeners. Black market crime doesn't pay.
Yes, no one out there should get involved in black market trading.
And if you do, don't get caught.
Ryan!
Sorry. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Ava from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's time for a money joke. Ready? What did the duck say after he went shopping? Put it on my bill. Get it? Bill? Oh my God. Oh my God. If you have a joke about money you'd like to share with us, let us know. We're at millionbazillion@marketplace.org. Thank you.
And who are your other accomplices in the illegal snack operation, Dash?
Sorry, I'm not giving you any other names. I'm not a snitch.
Leave Dash alone!
What are we eating? Are these their school snacks or the black market snacks?
Well, I'm not sure.
Can you pass the anti-itch cream? Better safe than sorry.
All right, let's sum up this pup and get out of here.
Okay, well, Samuel and Ellie wanted to know, what is a black market? On one hand, the definition is easy. A market is a place to buy something in person or online. When people want or need something that's against the rules for them to have, black market might pop up to help them get it. Maybe it's for something that doesn't seem so bad, like for some pizza-flavored chips when you're really hungry. But buying things we're not supposed to can get complicated fast.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that we're buying something from a person who has the right to sell it or that the thing we're buying is safe. There's no one to turn to if what we bought doesn't work. It could be difficult to get our money back, or worse, we could get hurt.
Tell me about it. Black markets make it possible for really harmful things to be bought and sold. Things that as a society, we agree we don't want people to have. But we know sometimes, like during a war, people do turn to black markets to get what they need to survive. And it's important that our laws and our rules keep us safe.
We also probably don't want to give our money to people who break the rules every day. Who knows what other laws and rules they might break with the dollars we give them? Black markets only survive if we buy from them. And boy, Bridget and I sure are sorry we played a role in one here at South Bay School. But I think we can all agree, the number one most important thing we learned is that black markets are not actual grocery stores with cashiers and carts.
Well, Dash, it's time to get to work on your poem of regret.
Sorry this turned out the way it did for you, Dash.
Aw, heck, it's all right. It's all part of being an outlaw. I suppose when I finish this detention, I'll rethink my course in life. Maybe enter a more honorable line of work, like you.
Oh, Dash, you mean you might want to host your own money podcast one day?
Not you. I was talking about those firefighters over there.
Heck yeah, Dash. We'd love to have you on board the old fire engine one day.
Firefighters.
That's all we have to say about that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Million Bazillion. Next week's episode is going to answer the question, what is insurance?
Oh, yes. But if you want to know more about black markets, check out the tip sheet for this episode at our website, marketplace.org/million. You can also sign up for our newsletter, so those tip sheets come straight to your email inbox whenever we have a new episode.
Million Bazillion is brought to you by Marketplace from American Public Media. This episode was written and hosted by me, Ryan Perez. Bridget Bodner is the senior producer and co-host.
Special thanks to those smart folks who helped us figure out how to answer Samuel and Ellie's question. Damon Jones at the University of Chicago, Youngmin Kim at the University of Manitoba, Dr. Louise Shelley at George Mason University, Paul Stege at Villanova, and thanks to our colleagues at Marketplace here, Sabri Benishore, Jennifer Pack, and Janet Quinn.
And we are very grateful to the voicing talents of Kimberly Adams, Sabri Benishore, Dominica Capello, Francesca Levy, Inzoe Ngwamba, Ava Rosenbaum, and Isaac.
Million Bazillion's producer is Marissa Cabrera, Jasmine Romero is our editor, Chris Julin is our sound designer with mixing from Becca Weinman, and our theme music was created by Wonderly.
Bridget is also the director of podcasts at Marketplace Now. Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. Neil Scarborough is the VP and general manager.
Million Bazillion is funded in part by the Cy Sims Foundation, partnering with organizations and people working for a better and more just future since 1985. And special thanks to the Ranzetta Family Charitable Fund and NextGen Personal Finance for providing the startup funding for this podcast and continuing to support Marketplace in our work to make younger audiences smarter about the economy.
If Million Bazillion is helping your family have important conversations about money, consider making a one-time donation at marketplace.org/givemillion. And thanks for your support.